and Harper Audio present Sleeping with the Frenemy by Natalie Gagne. Performed by Frankie Corzo. This book is dedicated to every little girl, past, present, and future, whose father broke her heart before the world even had a chance to. It's not you. It never was. You are lovable. You deserve happiness. Prologue. The night of Camila Vega and Liam Kane's first engagement party. Leo Vega already knew what he was in store for when he knocked on the door in front of him. But he did it anyway. The situation was too important for him to ignore. "What?" the grumpy voice said from the other side. "It's me," he said. "I know who it is. I have a camera doorbell." Leo could practically hear the eye roll. "What do you want?"
"We need to talk."
"I'm not really in the mood to talk." Leo knew that he had two options if he wanted to be let in. Be annoying or be cajoling. There was a 50-50 chance with either option. It all depended on whether the person on the other side of the door was more pissed or more hurt. His best guess was pissed because of the hurt. He went for cajoling, praying it worked.
"Come on, open the door. I just want to check on you."
There was noticeably less anger when the voice responded. "I'm fine.
I need to see you with my own eyes."
A snort slash growl. He moved close and put his forehead against the door.
"Please, Bonbon," he said in a deep murmur. "Let me see you."
A hiss of annoyed breath filtered through the door, but it had obviously worked. He heard the locks being disengaged, and he stepped back when the door swung open. There she stood, still in the body-hugging dress she'd worn to his sister's disastrous engagement party. She looked almost as perfect as she had when she'd first walked in, and nearly caused him to stroke out on the floor. Except for one thing. All the immaculate makeup on her face was gone, and her eyes were swollen and red-rimmed. He knew there was a good chance she'd push him away, but he couldn't stop his response. He stepped into the apartment and palmed her damp cheek.
"Come here."
He pulled her into a hug and was mildly surprised when she let him.
"Ay, me Sophie."
Sophie didn't respond. She just buried her face in his neck and squeezed him. He tightened his hold on her and firmly told himself to ignore the way her body felt against his. But it was impossible. It always was. It had been since they were teens. Sofia Santana just did something to him on every single level. To attempt to ignore her was like trying to ignore being tased. Even if he managed to shut his thoughts down, his body wasn't going to let him not react to the inundation of sensation.
"What happened?"
he asked after a few minutes of silence.
"All I could understand from a blubbering Camila is that you left because you're mad at her."
Sophie pulled back. A scowl appeared on her face. "Of course, it's all because of me, right?" Leo frowned.
"I didn't say that. I'm just trying to understand what happened."
It was hard for him to believe that she hadn't known about this whole fake engagement stunt either. He'd figured that she had to be in on it too. Camila and Sophie did everything together from the moment they met. It was often annoying to him just how close they were. "She lied to me," Sophie said.
"She lied to all of us," he pointed out.
He was angry about that too. But Sophie wasn't the type to get so upset about something like this.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?